96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. As a parent, it's something you've been looking forward to for a long time. And as a child, you too. Prom night, a rite of passage for thousands of high school students across the country. But with that also comes a concern, difficult for some parents to talk about, the risk of teen pregnancy. What does one have to do with the other? Well, we're talking about that tonight. My guests are pediatrician and adolescent medicine specialist Dr. Marilyn Corder and Sharon Anderson. She's founder of Girls Speak Incorporated, an organization helping teen girls address the teen pregnancy issue. If you have a question or a comment, I encourage you to give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can follow me on Twitter at H. Fisher, WHUR, or at Daily Drum, WHUR. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let me first talk about the prom season teen pregnancy thing. For some people, it's kind of obvious, but others, perhaps not so much. Dr. Corder, talk to me about why the two are often linked.
Certainly. And it is a rite of passage. And, you know, we spend all the money and get all excited, and it's certainly something that even the parents are excited about. But I tell my patients all the time, and the parents and the patients, that, you know, there's some expectations, but also there's some risk, and that you need to make sure you have that conversation with your young person, male as well as female. And that's important. I call it, we talk about the three D's and the S, drinking, drugging, driving, and sex.
But it doesn't necessarily have to happen near the end of that school, end of the senior year. Is it, you know, more acute or more concerning during this prom season, end of the year, Sharon?
I would think so, because your guards are down. Everyone is in a celebratory mode. And so now your young person is looking at, I'm graduating from high school. I'm grown in a sense. I can make my own decisions. And so some of these things that they have put off because, you know, they've been more guarded with their parent, they have this level of freedom that they may not have. They're preparing to go to college. And, you know, when you go to college, you know, you have your own level of independence. That's where you're supposed to gain some of these things. So you're prepping for all of these things. So your guard is down. You think you can do some of these things that you haven't been able to do. So, yes, I see the correlation.
Mm-hmm. And you were a teen mother.
Yes, I was.
And how did that happen? That's not a joke. I mean, it happened when you were 17. What was going on in your life at the time?
Now, although it wasn't, did not correlate with prom or graduation, it did happen at the end of the school year. A young man that I liked, I thought he liked me. It was a non-consensual type of situation. However, it did happen at the end of the year. My guards were down. It's summer, fancy free and what have you. And so with that, a person that has one motive in mind or an agenda on mind, and your mind is somewhere else, those, they come and they clash. And so that's how it happened for me. So probably if I was more focused during the school year, where, you know, you are more concerned about your grades and it's not the end of the year and I'm done, my awareness probably would have been heightened.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about that senior year in high school and teen pregnancy. What are the risks and how can you address it? If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202 202- 202-319-7810. Also, would be interested if you have had or plan on having that conversation with your youngster prior to the prom or around this time of the year. Certainly, we'd be interested in hearing what you have to say. You know, Dr. Corder, I must say, thinking back to, you know, my prom and my senior year, the sister that I took to the prom, she would have given me the side eye. So obviously, you know, her mother had that conversation, and it's a good thing that that she did. But what would you recommend that parents talk to their daughters and sons about as they get ready to graduate? And as Sharon said, everyone's kind of footloose and fancy free, feeling the freedom, as the young folks say, feeling some kind of way, you know?
Yeah, you know, there's so many things that occur and can occur that evening. You know, now the new thing, well, maybe it's not new, but, you know, it's getting a hotel room and going after the prom to the hotel. And many parents participate in that by, you know, saying, well, I know where the child is because they're going to be at whatever hotel, and each of them will have rooms. And first, it's a party in the rooms, but then they do separate and pair off. And what I say to my parents as they're talking to their child, there are times when, you know, the teenager may feel uncomfortable, but he or she may be embarrassed to say anything. But to say to them, text me anytime, I can come pick you up. Because often what happens, the limousine drops them off and they don't feel comfortable. But it's like, well, what am I going to do? You know, step out, go to the bathroom or whatever and text, because that too can either save that young person from being taken advantage of. Often they're drinking and doing substance and not really thinking clear anyway. Mm-hmm. So a lot happens, and then it's the, you know, afterwards, it's the results of poor and risky behavior.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, prom season and teen pregnancy. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call. Craig, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Craig. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to say I understand that it is somewhat of an epidemic, but I have to mention that it has tended to be somewhat generational, and it's the cyclical nature of it has sort of made it normalized for this behavior to go on. I don't know if the panel can talk to that.
When you say generational, what do you mean? Be more specific if you could, Craig.
Well, it just seems to be a cyclical thing from generation to generation with teen pregnancy. This has been going on for the last 40 years or so. And, you know, even within my own family, I've seen it where a grandmother can be age 32 to 34. So this just seems to be cyclical. And that's what I mean by it's a generational curse in that sense.
Sharon, your thoughts about that, because I think to a certain extent, you know, he does have a point where we may see spikes in teen pregnancy, and then we see a push by parents from time to time about talking to their kids. What's going
on? Well, what I can say, my personal story, I came from a two-parent household. Mm-hmm. So there was no prior history. And my daughter, who she'll probably kill me for saying this, but she's 37 now, and she does not have any, you know, children outside of marriage or what have you. So there is the statistical the statistics to support that it's secular, but because we're talking specifically, I guess, about the prom and graduation, you know, when I was thinking about, you know, this topic, a lot of times what we see on TV, a lot of the movies romanticize, you know, what's going to happen during this time. And, you know, I think of, and this is an old show that'll date me, 90210. When you look at a lot of these teen shows, these individuals come across as if they're adults because they're functioning as an adult, and you don't see the parents a lot of times. So while, yes, there is the statistics to support that, a lot of the it probably is so. I don't have necessarily the statistics to back me up at the moment, but there are times when it is more prevalent or the access is much easier. So what I would say also in talking about my parents, having two parents growing up in that type of household, is even after I got pregnant, that didn't stop me from the goals and the desires that I had or the things that were instilled in me. I went back to school at plus 40, lived on campus, was a RA, got my degree, did study abroad. So things do happen. And when they do happen, we shouldn't just give up on the young person. Yes, we focus on the baby, but continue to focus on that young person because they're still developing and they still have a need. Mm-hmm. So I say that, yes, things do happen. We know they do, but keep moving forward and keep encouraging that young person.
Let's talk about some statistics real quick. Right now, from what I have here, in 2015, 229,715 babies were born to women between the ages of 15 and 19, okay? That's a birth rate of 22.3 per 1,000 women in that age group. Now, that is another record low and a drop of 8% from the previous year. So we're talking birth rates falling some 9% for women age 15 to 17 years. So, Dr. Corder, what are we missing here? Somebody is getting the message
right
from 2014 to 2015.
Well, we're talking straight. And one of the things that we now do, not just in the field of medicine, but in the schools, and we have different organizations, that we're telling them and allowing both the male and the female, the teenagers, to take charge of their life and begin to be responsible. So that we see, as a result, we see the decrease in the birth rate for teenage pregnancy. And I work at a hospital where I see still the teenage pregnancy in Ward 7 and 8. That's still too high for my comfort zone, but in comfort level. But one of the things I wanted to also say before we go off air, that during the summer itself is, I call it the say goodbye time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks, as they're about to go away to service or to school, will want to say goodbye in an unsafe way with the young lady or the young man that they're leaving behind, or that young man and young lady who's left behind want to make sure they are remembered.
Yeah.
And that unprotected sex goes way up. And I see it also often. So those left behind sometimes can be a permanent connection when we're talking about a teenage pregnancy.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about teen pregnancy tonight, particularly during the last year of high school, that critical time, prom season, graduation. What are you telling your children as they prepare to either go to the prom, prepare to graduate? How do you keep them from being young parents? I want to hear from you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Gwen, calling from D.C. We're going to talk to you after the break. Also, Nikki on the phone. We're going to talk to you as well. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, so stay with us. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back talking about teen pregnancy in just a bit.